Morning Watch, Romans Week 2, Romans 5 through Romans 8, Friday, Related Verses, Romans 8, 9 through 16, 23 through 27. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in hope, but a hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly await it through endurance. Moreover, in like manner, the Spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness, for we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to God. Related reading. In Romans 8:9, Paul says, But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. In the foregoing message, we pointed out that to be of Christ is a matter of position, but to be in spirit is a matter of condition. The position that we are of Christ is settled once for all. However, the condition of being in spirit may fluctuate. For this reason, we need to consider how to stabilize our condition of being in the spirit. One way to stabilize this condition is to declare that we are in the spirit. Learn to say, I am in spirit. In the past, I encouraged you to call, O Lord Jesus. Now I am encouraging you to say, I am in spirit. Sometimes we can contact the Lord simply by saying, O. It is not always necessary to say, O Lord Jesus. In the same principle, we do not always need to say, I am in spirit, for it may be adequate simply to say the word in. If you are about to lose your temper, exercise yourself to say O or in. This will help you to remain in the spirit. According to verse 9, we are in the spirit since the Spirit of God dwells in us. Now we can remain in this condition by declaring the fact that we are in the Spirit. Among Christians today, there are many teachings concerning how to experience the Spirit. I can testify that these teachings may hinder us from experiencing the work of the Spirit. In Romans 8, Paul does not say, "In order to be freed from the law of sin and death, you must fast and pray." The law of sin is terrible, and it is too powerful for you to overcome. That is why I cried out, "Wretched man that I am, who can deliver me?" Paul did not teach the believers in this way. Neither did he teach that believers must confess all their sins to God and man before they can experience the Spirit. To understand the matter of being in the Spirit as mentioned in verse 9, it will be helpful to consider how we were saved. When we heard the proclamation of the gospel, we recognized it and acknowledged it. There was no need for us to say, "From now on, I must behave myself in a way that pleases God. In the past, I have done many sinful things. If I confess my sins and make up my mind to improve my behavior, then I'll be saved." This is wrong. This mistaken concept can affect a person's Christian life for years. After a person hears the proclamation of the gospel, he should simply utter a strong amen and say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus." Anyone who has the heart to accept, to acknowledge what has been proclaimed to him through the preaching of the gospel will certainly be saved. Now let us go on to consider from Romans 8 the various aspects of the blessed work of the Spirit. First, the Spirit is the indwelling Spirit. It is a great matter to have the Spirit indwelling us. Suppose the President of the United States came to your city and stayed for a while in your home. That would be considered a great honor and privilege. But we have someone much higher than the President dwelling in us. We have the Spirit of God dwelling in our spirit. The second function of the Spirit is to give life. As the Spirit indwells us, He is not idle. Rather, He is active to impart life to us. The indwelling Spirit is the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit who gives life. The third function of the Spirit is found in verse 13. "For if you live according to flesh, you are about to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live." According to this verse, the Spirit not only gives life, but also kills, puts to death. Positively, the Spirit gives life. Negatively, He kills and clears away all the negative things within us. Fourth, in verse 14, we have the function of the Spirit's leading. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." The indwelling Spirit leads us, and His leading is so sweet. Many of us can testify that it is the Spirit who leads us to the church meetings when we may be inclined to do something else. Praise Him that He is the one leading us. Romans 8:15 gives us the fifth function of the Spirit. "For you have not received a spirit of slavery to fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship in which we cry, Abba, Father." The Spirit cries, "Abba, Father," in a very sweet way. Whenever we cry, "Abba, Father," we sense sweetness and comfort. Truly, the Spirit is the crying Spirit. As we have already pointed out, according to verse 16, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit. Hence, He is the witnessing Spirit. because of the witness of the Spirit. We have the confirmation and testimony within us that we are children of God. There is a living one, the indwelling Spirit, witnessing in us that we are children of God. Seventh, verse 26 says, "And in like manner, the Spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness, for we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Here we see that the Spirit functions by joining in to help us in our weakness. If we were not weak, the Spirit would not join in to help us, but simply because we are weak, he becomes our partner, helping us in our weakness and sharing our weakness. This is a wonderful blessing which human words cannot explain adequately. Eighth, in verse 27, we have the interceding of the Spirit. "But he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the saints according to God." The interceding of the Spirit is also mentioned in verse 26. Where we are told that the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. According to these verses, the Spirit's interceding takes place not in the heavens, but within us. Notice that verse 27 says that God, searching our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit. This indicates that he has mingled himself not only with our spirit, but even that he has mingled his mind with our heart. God searches our heart to know the mind of the Spirit. This means that the mind of the Spirit is one with our heart. At this point, let me ask a question. Is it the Spirit who groans, or are we the ones groaning? Verse 26 says that the Spirit intercedes with groanings which cannot be uttered. Surely we are the ones groaning, but our groaning is the Spirit's interceding. This indicates once again that we and the Spirit and we, are one. Our groanings become the Spirit's interceding. Furthermore, the Spirit's mind is involved with our heart. How wonderful that the Spirit is not only mingled with our spirit, but his mind is mingled with our heart, and that his interceding is in our groaning. How marvelous that he is one with us in this way. Eventually, according to verse 23, we have the first fruit of the Spirit. What we are enjoying today is just the first fruit, not yet the full harvest. The first fruit is an example, a foretaste, a guarantee of the full taste which is coming. As verse 23 indicates, this full taste is related to the redemption of our body. Today, we are enjoying the triune God in our spirit and, at most, also in our soul. Our body has not yet been brought into the full enjoyment of the triune God. Therefore, we need the redemption of our body. While we are enjoying the first fruit of the Spirit, we are expecting in the future to enjoy the full taste, the redemption of our body. It is not an insignificant matter to remain in the Spirit. When we stay in the Spirit, we enjoy the Spirit's indwelling, life-giving, killing, leading, crying, witnessing, joining in to help in our weakness, and interceding. Eventually, we enjoy him as the first fruit of the triune God, who will become our full taste. This is not a mere teaching. It is an unveiling and also a proclamation of the facts for our enjoyment. When you read of all the aspects of the work of the Spirit, there is no need to fast and pray. Instead, just say amen to each function of the Spirit. In the Spirit, amen. Indwelling, Amen. Life-giving, amen. Putting to death, amen. Leading, amen. Crying, amen. Witnessing, amen. Joining in, amen. Interceding, amen. First fruit, amen. Amen. I am in the Spirit, enjoying the work of the Spirit in me. I encourage you to amen every verse in Romans 8, especially the phrase, in the Spirit. If you proclaim the fact that you are in the Spirit and say amen to each aspect of the work of the Spirit, you will experience a change in your Christian life. This will transform you, build you up, and give you the growth in life.